Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Well, here's an interesting topic, Michael, kissing goodbye to MS. And we have Megan Healy joining us on the line. How are you, Megan?
Very well, thank you.
Kissing goodbye to MS, how do we do that?
MS Australia's major promotion for the month of May, their Kiss Goodbye to MS campaign. And the idea is just to wear red lipstick for every day for the month of May, or do something to raise money for Kiss Goodbye to MS. And of course, I've chosen to ride a lawnmower from Melbourne to Sydney to raise money for
oh my gosh,
MS Australia. So
that's fantastic. Tell me, with the stats with MS, is it on the increase or decrease?
I think it's on the increase. The statistics were that there were 21,000 Australians, but in the meantime, it's been increased to 23,000 Australians.
And do we know what the cause of it is?
No, nobody knows what the cause is, no, which means there's no cure because they don't know what causes it. So,
and are we seeing it more in younger demographics than older, or is it pretty much even Stephen?
When I was diagnosed with MS, the average age was 28. I think the average age has gone up a little bit. The average age is now 30.
So when you were diagnosed, what went through your mind at that time?
So unfortunately, when I was 37, I had an attack that left me with permanently weak legs, getting weaker, and so I'm wheelchair-bound now.
Oh, right.
And I'm also losing strength in my hands and my arms. But hopefully that won't happen to many people from now on, because they've changed their treatment priorities or protocols, I should say, because when I had this attack, not everybody was treated. You had to have some significant attacks to qualify for treatment.
Oh, I
Whereas
understand.
Now, as soon as you're diagnosed with MS, you're offered treatment. So most people are being treated as soon as they're diagnosed. So probably most people won't end up like I am.
Megan, how do they diagnose you?
Mostly through MRI.
And in terms of, you know, the treatment and diagnosis, like, what would the symptoms be? If someone was listening into our show today, how would they know that they might have MS?
Oh, they're so varied. I mean, you can have, my eyes have never been affected other than I do have a little bit of optic neuritis, which means I've got a little bit of MS on my optic nerve, but it doesn't actually affect my sight.
Right.
But I was told very early on that if I look at something red and it's not red, get to a doctor straight away or get to a hospital straight away. So it can
be like that.
You're not seeing colours properly, often tingliness or numbness in any of your limbs, you know, just weakness.
Yeah, and just get to the doctor and have an MRI check.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I tell you, you're riding for not only other people's cause, but your cause. So how do we get behind all that?
Well, you can follow us on Facebook. At Megan's Great MS Mowdown.
Yeah.
I'm doing it to raise money for Kiss Goodbye to MS, but I'm also doing it to raise awareness about the lack of funding that is available to have carers come into people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
And also I want to raise, give a bit of a shout out to the young carers, because my children are young carers, and it's really the role of carers, young and old, that allow us to do what we want to do, really. And the young carers, my children, are absolutely fabulous. So I want to stop at schools along the way between Melbourne and Sydney and really sort of give a shout out to the kids in the schools, because on average you will get sort of one in every 10 kids care for somebody.
Yes.
So, you know, we might get 3 kids in a classroom that are they're actually young carers. So I just want to give them a shout out and let them know how fabulous they are.
Well, Megan, thanks for joining us on today's program. Very great cause that you're working towards there, and good luck with it all, hey?
Thank you very much.
Good on you. Kiss goodbye to MS. And for more details, jump onto mindfood.com as well.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.